Ramsey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the DMV area, but I'm Palestinian, born and raised in the Bantustan of Ramallah, and I've been living in the U.S. for about 10 years. The first thing I wanted to mention that I did want to kind of point out that, you know, as a Palestinian and as Palestinians for since 1948, we have been yelling, screaming at the top of our lungs about what happened in 1948. And it took 40 years and the opening of Western archives, whether that's the American, the British, the Israeli archives, for anyone to even begin believing us in terms of what happened in the Nakba and such. And I think it's something glaring about Western society that it takes this quote-unquote scientific research when for 40 years Palestinians have been telling you about the broken bones, have been telling you about the massacres, have been telling you about the mass graves. Obviously, I'm not talking about you, Sam, but you know what I mean. It's clear to me, obviously, but Palestinians have, you know, have always shared the truth, and they seriously need to be listened to, especially in a moment like this.
I don't know. It really is horrible to think about, but that it is taken this long. And I can tell you that from the perspective of, you know, someone who grew up with an awareness of this conflict, my awareness was extremely one-sided. And just to give you a sense of like what I think is really, you know, fundamentally changed is the ability for people to hear from Palestinians.